Lesson 12. Reservations 2. Part A. Micro listening. Sentence structure. Affirmative and negative.
Drill 1. You're going to hear 10 sentences. Decide whether each of the sentences you hear is affirmative or negative in meaning. Put a tick for the affirmative and a cross for the negative. Examples. Mary is not in. Most students can speak English well.
1. He's never touched a cigarette.
2. The lesson is easy for Mary to do.
3. Linda has lost a lot of weight on her diet.
4. The washing machine has stopped working.
5. The money's not bad.
6. Anything but that. It's so boring.
7. I'm afraid Marcel's out at the moment.
8. I prefer a later time.
9. Sally is too excited to say a word.
10. That's just what I was thinking. Drill 2. Listen to the song, I'm Leaving for Peking. Supply the missing words and sing along.
Hello, my name's Sue Crisco.
How are you? I'm Joe Ling. I come from San Francisco. I'm leaving for Peking.
When are you going to go there?
Sometime in March this year.
You'll need a reservation. I'll make it for you here. What are you going to do there?
I'm going to learn Chinese. I know some words already. Thank you, hello, and please. Thanks for your help, Miss Crisco.
My pleasure, Mr. Ling. I hope you like your stay there. I hope you like Peking.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. I want to see Dr. Milton. Now listen to the dialogue.
Surgery? Can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name's Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stone. May I have your address, please?
118 Hill Road, SE18.
Yes, we have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Dr. Milton's not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March the 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:30 be all right?
Well, yes. But what time is the surgery closed?
We start from 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. on weekdays. We don't work during the weekend.
I'd prefer a later time so that I can come along after work.
Then, what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine. I think I can manage. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Surgery? Can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name's Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stone. May I have your address, please?
118 Hill Road, SE18.
Yes, we have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Dr. Milton's not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March the 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:30 be all right?
Well, yes. But what time is the surgery closed?
We start from 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. on weekdays. We don't work during the weekend.
I'd prefer a later time so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine. I think I can manage. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Question number 1. Who is Frank Stone?
Question number 2. Why can't Frank see Dr. Milton tomorrow?
Question number 3. What days is the surgery open in a week?
Question number 4. What day is Dr. Milton's day off?
Question number 5. What time has finally been arranged for Mr. Stone to see Dr. Milton?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Surgery? Can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name's Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stone. May I have your address, please?
118 Hill Road, SE18.
Yes, we have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Dr. Milton's not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March the 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:30 be all right?
Well, yes. But what time is the surgery closed?
We start from 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. on weekdays. We don't work during the weekend.
I'd prefer a later time so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine. I think I can manage. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dialogue 2. Marcel always does my hair. Now listen to the dialogue.
Good morning, unisex hairdressers.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment, please, for 3 o'clock this afternoon, with Marcel.
Let me see. I'm sorry, Marcel's busy at 3. Can you suggest another day, madam?
No. I've an important party to attend tonight, and I must have my hair done before 5. So, how about 3:30?
I'm afraid Marcel is busy all afternoon.
What a nuisance.
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but you should always book in advance.
I know. But it's a short notice to me, too.
Then may I suggest Tom O'Neill? He is just as good as Marcel.
But Marcel always does my hair. He knows what style I usually wear.
But everybody says Tom can quickly figure out the best style for a particular customer.
Okay, then. What time?
Could you please be here at 2:45? You'll be his first customer this afternoon.
That would be nice, then. Thank you. You're really very helpful.
You're welcome.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning, unisex hairdressers.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment, please, for 3:00 this afternoon, with Marcel.
Let me see. I'm sorry, Marcel's busy at 3:00. Can you suggest another day, madam?
No. I've an important party to attend tonight, and I must have my hair done before 5:00. So, how about 3:30?
I'm afraid Marcel is busy all afternoon.
What a nuisance.
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but you should always book in advance.
I know. But it's a short notice to me, too.
Then may I suggest Tom O'Neill? He is just as good as Marcel.
But Marcel always does my hair. He knows what style I usually wear.
But everybody says Tom can quickly figure out the best style for a particular customer.
Okay, then. What time?
Could you please be here at 2:45? You'll be his first customer this afternoon.
That would be nice, then. Thank you. You're really very helpful.
You're welcome.
Question number 1. What was the woman going to do first?
Question number 2. Why did the woman want to have her hair done that afternoon?
Question number 3. What time did the woman want to visit Marcel?
Question number 4. What did the man suggest?
Question number 5. How did the woman feel at the end?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following sentences.
Good morning, unisex hairdressers.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment, please, for 3:00 this afternoon, with Marcel.
Let me see. I'm sorry, Marcel's busy at 3:00. Can you suggest another day, madam?
No. I've an important party to attend tonight, and I must have my hair done before 5:00. So, how about 3:30?
I'm afraid Marcel is busy all afternoon.
What a nuisance.
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but you should always book in advance.
I know. But it's a short notice to me, too.
Then may I suggest Tom O'Neill? He is just as good as Marcel.
But Marcel always does my hair. He knows what style I usually wear.
But everybody says Tom can quickly figure out the best style for a particular customer.
Okay, then. What time?
Could you please be here at 2:45? You'll be his first customer this afternoon.
That would be nice, then. Thank you. You're really very helpful.
You're welcome.
This is the end of Lesson 12.